Okay, today is February 8th, 2018, and this is Karen Brewster here with Mae Walton in her home in Selawik, Alaska. And Susan Georgette is with us also, and this is an interview for the Selawik National Wildlife Refuge. Thank you, Mae.
Yes.
So to start, can I just ask you about when you were born and where you were born?
Mm-hmm. I was born in March 17, 1941, right across from the river from my house.
Here in Selawik?
That's what my parents always tell me. And I never move on from the site where I raised and born. And I have a big family. But I'm the oldest. I got four, five living. We would be all 12 together. But my parents, they don't know about the pneumonia or what kind of sick they had in those days. So we have lost a lot of people, not only me. So I'm the oldest, and I was really having a hard time when I lose one of my sisters or brother. And my other sister and I are way far apart, maybe 6 years. I started to realize that I'm in camp, even though it's cold. I always remember when we go with Doc Team and go someplace, and I just write when we get set up the camp. It's not cold to me. We get used to it. Lots of us get used to it. My mom always make caribou bake for the stuff that are liquid like milk. Because the kerosene used to even get white. That's how much it was used to get cold. But today, we thought it's cold. We changed our life to stove oil, light. But in those, when we stay in camp, I learned a lot of stuff that I could remember. I don't regret. I have a lot of grandkids, and I'm starting to show them how to do this and that, and they love to. And I go to school when I was 11 years old. They have meeting with my parents, and we start to practice from those Rodman's girls in that camp, which they call Nilik. And we don't know what it is, but they try to let us understand. And we start to teach them how to say and the meaning, what we talk. And we start to pick a little bit. How many of us that we never go to school for a long time? Christmas time, we come around. My parents start to leave me. They have meeting. And they leave me to my mom's mom. Boy, the tears were going down every night, every morning. I want to go home to the camp, but I have to be in school. They said, I'm getting too old without school. I was 11 years old, I remember. And I get used to it. I have sister, and I'm still living with my grandma, me and the other boy, and my cousin. And we go to school. We're next door to school. That was real easy. And I stayed with my maybe 46 or 47, something like that, or maybe 49, 50, something like that. I start to have sisters, but I raise up with my grandma, and my grandma can't go without me. And I go to camp with her because she was really moving around too, trying to gather the native food when any time of the season when it come. So I learned that, and I'm going to try to follow his what I see and teach my kids and trying to teach them how to eat native food. And this, and they love to eat. I raised them while they were babies. Mamas, if you fellas could let your babies smell while they're baby, they really gonna go after for that what they smell. That's what my Anna used to say. And I remember, and I start to teach my kids to let them smell what I eat. Sure enough, they like to eat. Even they don't know what they're gonna eat, but they know like them to them. And so when this year we have hard time. I never fish. It was too much rain. I never go sane. We just set it up right in front of the house and tried to get some fish. We did, but it rained too much and spoiled. This year we have hard time. No caribou, but I save a little bit for their cork and eggs in the stomach. That's what they love to eat. After that, I start to tell them through the days. My grandma always know she raised up with, even me, she raised up with no clock, just through the sun and the star. And in that time, I can't really be much patient to it. When she talk about the months. But I remember when I go back and try to remember when I start being in back teachers in the year of 70s, up to 88, I think. And so I start to tell my kids, this month is Kusuwaktuvik, February. And my grandma always say, if that mountain start having no snow when it start getting wet, that means that's a rough time to try to get things like might be short of fish because it's gonna be too hot. I still remember that. I always watch that mountain up there. When it get really narrow, they always know the weather's gonna be hot. That's what my grandma always say, and she sure always really struggle in springtime before it get that hot. And we have that smoke fire in the shade, and we don't have no plastic, just with branches, grass, and ground, and a little bit of mud on top here and there. That's the shade house for our fish. When you do it good, No dripping, nice and cool. Cold storage, dig the ground. It can't, and she always let us put mud on the top and put a little chimney on the side. I can't understand why she always let us put a chimney, maybe not to let the food, what she put away, maybe get to let it have air.
Who was your grandma?
Hannah Hammond.
And then who were your parents?
Oh, my parents were, that's my mom's, Lenora Hammond's mom is Hannah, and my dad is Art Skin, which they raised up there where I had the cabin.
Up by the Fish and Wildlife
Yes.
Camp?
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's where I started to realize that I was in camp too.
Oh, so that was where your dad's family camped?
My dad's side family.
Okay, and what's the name of that place? What would you call that place in India?
There's too many names in there, but my dad always say Ivikturuk. Okay. Ivikturuk.
And then could you tell me the living brothers and sisters you have, who they are?
Doris, Myrna, Rhoda Wilbur Sherman out of 12.
Wow.
And so your maiden name was Skin?
Yeah.
Before you got married?
And my grandpa used to tell a lot of stories. My dad's dad.
Now, what would his name be?
Harry.
Harry Skin?
And
they were all from Selawik area?
They were all from Selawik, yeah. And his first wife is Ralph's mom's sister. So,
Topsy's
sister, I think, yeah, that way. And Emma and I, they want us to call, like, sisters, because we raised up where they used to have tent camp in that Nilik area, too. And they say we're the oldest in the families, and we have no to let somebody know what we are. And we raise up like that. We used to, but we hardly see each other now. Unless she called me through phone. She's getting hard time too.
Yeah. Do you remember muskrat hunting when you lived up there?
And when it's muskrat
that?
Seasoning, while we were up there, before I moved to my mom, to my Anna, we always go way behind from the Cougar Rock River because it always flat, way back on the land where he can hunt most muskrats. And we go with, my mom have little canoe too, small one, homemade kind. And my dad, they always go, and other Skins family is not too far from us. We always go camp to Cougar Rock. And my mom, there was a lot of muskrats in those days. And she dried them, you know. She dried them, fully dried. And for the dogs and for us. I'm the only child at that time. And I always really wanted to have some muskrats, how it used to be taste, but I hardly go anywhere. My grandkids can do it all right, but it's too much from the village. I had to go camp and try to let them get muskrat. And after it dry, the skins, the muskrat meat, dry them. As long as our dogs can eat for tomorrow, she make extra muskrats. And after springtime, while we're doing that, we work rafting while it have snow. Put them together, get it ready to go. When it flat in the lagoon, he always put them in the lagoon, the rafting.
The logs to
yes,
tie together?
Yes. The tree, that's what my old house made up right there in front. That's where, when my grandma died, they fixed this one and we started to, mom and them started to live in Selawik too. And maybe take you about a week and a half to try to go get to Selawik.
With the raft?
With the raft.
From Cougar Rock.
From way up there, almost by Rabbit Mountain, just little this side, way past that shelter cabin.
And you would go there with dogs before it melted? You'd move from
Like in April, we always go, because the upriver always melt fast and water.
Yeah.
So we always have to try to go in April. I know my parents always go in April. And start to get ready for the camp. When they make tent, we have, even though I won't use tent right now, I always, as long as I have money, I buy tent. Because I raised up in patched it, I could picture it. Even my grandma's, If my grandma was alive, I would always get her this kind brand new. And after that, it always be too old. Set the tent up, and he start to let us make me and mom. We go always go branches while he's fixing that outside tent frame. And we put branches from the spruce trees, put the branches up, and the top frame, put it up, and start to put them ground. So it won't, when it rain, because I don't know, there's no plastic to cover the tent in those days. And we always have a lot of room to put our stuff around outside.
And that would be on a lake up in Cougarock? You'd
way back in the lake, not on the riverside.
Right. Oh, is there a name of that place that you remember?
One time we stayed by Kilrick. That's the name of the... we always go stay here and there. And we start to end up in this one because it got those black fish, what they call them. What can't die, and when you put
blackfish.
Yeah, blackfish.
Yeah.
In the lagoon. My dad find that kind, and we start to make basket and put them in the... I still a good picture. I make one time when they try to... While my boys were all together, because I have lost my oldest two boys, and showed them how to do it with tricks. And they love to do it. And we find that kind. And my dad, I have my own basket to sink it in the hole. And my dad have square one. And he start getting all kinds of fish. For the summer, and when it's getting spring, he dig the ground up to the ice. And my mom always start to dry them like Buckland's little fish, you know, with sticks. Dry them and hang them. That's another thing that we always have surviving for us, and I always wanted to have that kind. It tastes like machak, what they call those machak, what they always...
Yeah.
When my kids and dry them up, when we get here, when it's still high water, they start to use it for dog food, cook them, or us, me. I'm the only one. Me and the old lady, Ballard's mom, used to stay nearby us around here, some place with a little tent. Emma's grandma, his dad's mom. And we love to eat that kind.
Those blackfish.
Yeah. Dry them or boil them. They always have good eggs. And... I still remember where I could find it. It's not too far from my... it's just go around, and then there's a little bad slough-like, but it doesn't look like a slough, on the right side going up, not too far. And go in, there's an open big lake with a beautiful land on it, and we used to have tent on the top. So the flood won't get to us, and there's my dad find a lot of lagoon. We could see that lagoon behind islands here and there. That's where it have a lot of muskrats, and me and my mom always are, even in springtime after the snow is gone, and put 3-4 dogs and drag his kayak and go wait back there. Mom always, there's no strange animals in those years. Nothing. I don't know if my dad even always get fox for trapping. Just mink. I play around, play with my dogs. I can't be scared of anything. I got 22 one shell for the muskrat get by, just so on my ways, Mom. I shoot it when I start to use the string to try to get it. And I always have a lot of fun too. That's what makes me always don't know about selling that much.
And so your mom would have a 22 also, or she would set traps?
Yeah, she always put trap on the way. And she have 22. But I always see her here and there when I go up. It's open. It's open. There's no even caribou in those days that I remembered hardly. Because and nothing maybe that's walking around. Because wintertime my dad always go almost by Husli or someplace. It's called Angmanorak or something like that. By the mountains, way up, not too far from Shangnak, though you can see it.
I know where that is.
Yeah, yeah. And that's where he always go for a week or more till they catch something.
So caribou or something.
From the other side. Not from our side. Other side of the mountain.
Was he looking for wolves and wolverine too? Or just caribou?
If they can see, they can get it all right, but there's no that kind of that I know. They really start coming. Maybe the older people know. Once in a while, people are lucky to get that kind. Because I haven't known that my dad get that those animals in those days. But, and after that, we all start to go Selwick and start going. And my mom always go hard to stay here in the camp. When we go back with all that muskrat dried up, you know, in the stretchers, the skin, and trade it to whatever they need for living, for food.
How many muskrats would they get, do you know?
Oh, more than 100 if a person is lucky. That's what my dad used to get. Springtime. And
so 100 for the whole spring or 100 per day? Or
no. Every time they go out, they get lots. Maybe over even when we start coming back, when they counted how many candy sacks, they always put maybe 50 on each or put them in candy sack. And they always trade them to anything what they want to buy from the stores.
And who would they trade with? With Rodman's?
Ferguson store,
okay.
And Rodman's.
Okay,
I only know those two stores. Earlier we have some kind of name by 70s over there by area. We used to go store there, but when I start to stay with my Anna, we don't know about money. Even me and Raymond don't know about money, but my grandma start getting a little bit of that. She is a sore. I help her a lot of times, and that's how come I like to sew. And when I scrape the caribou, when I never do it good, my age playing down there in the river, Norwegian, and any kind of game they play. My grandma always, no, can't go out till I really get it stretched good, clean it good, caribou skin. I sure always work hard, so when I'm done, no, I still can't go. I had to bring some wood inside while my other guy chop wood. And I don't regret why I raised in this way. I start to live that way mostly this year. Woods, go get wood, river water, ice water. And I'm teaching him, and he been ride a big journal how many days ago I read them. Even though he said he's not in school, he learned lots subsisting way. And I'm happy with that. And he sure want to go to school, but he never get really started last summer that good. He tried to stay with his mom, get too late. And but maybe I can try him someplace.
So when you used to get the muskrat, your mom set traps? What kind
Little traps, number one, or small ones that muskrat can. That one, and when we're going home, we take them off. Because the water always go high, low, like that. And sometimes it always have ice, so when the wind might blow the ice and cover. And that's... But I never see no other animal, but one time when my dad go someplace, hunt, they never miss the night that they're really struggling. We always hear gunshots here and there. But my dad have a lot of traps, I know, trying to save his shells to stay that long till the ice break. And they don't play around with the gun shells. And that's how I always see them. And my mom always have one 22. What can put this gun? I never learned that one, though. I got all automatic guns right now. I never learned this one,
like
how
a,
to use
like
it.
Like a pump action?
Yeah, pump action. I never learned it up to today. I'm scared with it. It might shoot.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that I never learned in the guns. And so one time he been get order. He bring order and I start to even scared with it first time I see it. And my dad been know they're edible. And my mom always take lots of beans when she can buy and bring it to camp. And she always make beans. That's why what mostly like store by food that I eat, rice. What I don't know, I never think that I was, because we don't know about the food, you know, what they start eating today. The juice, my mom always bring some, how many apples? No, not apples, yeah, apples too, but oranges, once in a while. We had some, she saved the peel, and maybe like when we eat two of them in half an hour, she cut it up, put it in a glass, put a little bit of water maybe, make juice out of orange juice peel, put a little bit of sugar, plus she always save it to make cranberry sauce, dice it and she mix it with it. I always wanted to have that kind once in a while. And lots, and after that, when we go from Cook Rock with the raft, it takes us a long time to get to Selwick, mostly when the wind is not, when we have to face the wind. We stop someplace, you know how bad it always be waves when it have high water and the current. And so what more do I was gonna say, I forget.
Well, did you spend the summer in Selwick and then go back up, or what did you do after you got back on your raft?
Okay. We have no nothing to do in Selwick, like, and my mom, my grandma have camp back here where I had the camp with a big tower, maybe about 7 minute ride with boat. You know where that is?
Right. From, what do you call that place?
Tingmac.
Mm-hmm. I know where you live. Yeah.
And more further back inside the Fish River. Fish River was not that crowded with willows. It was open. Here and there, a little bit of willows. We always, I don't know how to say that. The current always be too strong. And we always have one dog. And my grandma always tell us to ukumak. I don't know what's that. Drag the boat. Mm-hmm. You go down to the ground. And there'll be one in the boat driving it, and drag the boat through that rope. As long as we're not roaring, we sure always have a lot of fun with that, though. And it was peach. Some places it have nice, good peach, and it's not that white. So my grandma always stay. I know where it is. But you can't even see through.
On Fish River now.
Yeah, Fish River.
Yeah.
When in summertime, they go back here to try to get close, where they can try to get rhubarbs, all kinds of berries when they ripe, because it's too far from here to look. You know there's around here, but my mom, she had showed me that when somebody know the land or the ground, what it have, the person will go after it. Don't you bother that land when you have seen these other peoples that drag together food. You can find your own and you will find the spot. And that's how I am. I don't like to bother, you know, when somebody find something that what have. My grandma always tell us that. So even though there's a lot of bears, that one always stop there too. It's no good to try to get from somebody's spot. They might come too. And we always spent our spring right there in Tingmac, cause it got fish, berries across the river, all kinds. When you know where to go. And that's how come I like to go back there in those time, before the school start. And following that, when it's going to fall time, my grandma always go back there where she had the ready to put, you know, just the frame outside, what I just talked a while ago with all those branches.
For drying the fish?
No, to put tent for the fall time.
Oh, okay.
And she'll start showing us how to sing. And with our handmade regular net. Sometimes you have little small mess, mm-hmm. real small one. When she have nothing on that, what she use regular net. But she like to use that little thing, and she sing, and she dry lots of white river fish. Thanksgiving, Christmas time, she press in her relatives, native food, mucklucks. Fall, and when it freeze, his only son one was alive. He always started to get small spruce wood and put a cross.
Oh, a fence in the river.
Fence.
Oh, yeah, like they block on Fish River, uh-huh. Right? You're talking
yeah.
about, yeah.
And he always left it a little bit open and put another basket behind for muchak. There's two ways. And for those river, fish.
White fish, yeah.
White fish.
Ikuyak, right?
Ikuyak, yeah.
Yeah. What do you call that fence he made? Where he put the...
Sapun. Sabudit it. Now they always call him Sabudit. Because it's all blocked the river. And it have my one for like to dip for those white fish. And one to go in. Two for the muchocks. It always have little hole. But accidentally it always have more than... tell her to call later. And she always... And it's open on the top. And we always try to... with the... That thing.
What do you call the dip net? The big...
Kalu.
Kalu.
Yeah.
And what about the mud shark?
Mud?
Yeah.
Daluyak.
Good.
And... We always try to camp it. I don't know how my grandma always make that kite. We always have a lot of fun trying to camp the muchocks. And those lots of white fish always get in there too. We can't pull it. It always have sticks on the side to lift it up, all right, but it always be too full. And we always have to dip it with homemade dip net. I make that kind one time small one just to let my grandkids see when they want to try to get blackfish from back here. It used to have. We quit checking it when I can't go on the ice no more that much. So, and my grandma always tells stories. She was alone, I think. Her parents is from upriver?
Kobuk,
Shagnak, oh. One of them. Her dad, but her mom is from Selwick. Not really from Selwick. She's from, maybe from upriver too, or Norvik, one of them, because she got a lot of relatives in Norvik. And... somehow she been go cut the view. She always tell us that she find somebody to live with her. And after her, Parker, quit that. No.
Okay.
You have to raise it or what?
No, we'll just keep going. I paused it.
Okay.
We just had a puppy crisis. That's okay. We want to talk a little bit more about Nilik.
Nilik?
Yeah.
Okay. When we finally get to Nilik, there's always be Rotman store and lots of campus stuff to Nilik, like a big town. Tent here and there across the river. There used to be how many little hut house across there. It was open. It was have not that much of those green willows and all kinds of mixed willows. It was open. Right now, it's even scared to go down and try to go walk. And it have like nice, lots of upbeat back there, but I can't go back there too. Too much willows now. And when we get there, we start, they do the service. I noticed that they start to do the service, those old Annas. There's two sisters were living up there. And Rodman's always be the first one to get most muskrat, because he always have a lot of food too up there. And after that, they all start going back when the waters go down a little bit and go back to rafting, finally get to Selwick. And from those girls, I know there's Junie, Sally, and there's only one boy, Seymour. But Seymour hardly play with us when we try to learn how to talk English. And
those were the Rotman kids?
Yeah. And they know, they're Anna, Ruth Ballard, Emma's dad's adopted dad's mom. She fully talk Eskimo, and those girls practice. Their mom is Eskimo too, though, Clara.
From?
Clara Rotman.
From where is she?
Clara?
Yeah, where is she from?
I never get that, but they're from some place, maybe upriver.
Okay.
That's what I always think, because I... Probably upriver.
Up Copac River.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe Clara know about that one, because they're somehow relative to Clara, their mom. Clara Ballett and Clara Rotman. From their parents, their close relative somehow. And May Bernhardt is the only one left in living up there now. From all those Clara's side. And Rodman, we talk too much, maybe in Eskimo he could understand. We probably could say something a little bit, but we practice from Junie Nelson. When she first started to show us how to say yes or no, we don't even know me. I don't even know what she's talking about. And she start to explain it. We sit down to that old Anna, and she started to tell us, no is no, you know, with her head. Okay, we get it right there. And if we like it, I still always remember and if we like it, like when we want to do something, and she's smiling and like try to let us, yes. And she say, yeah. And she's, their best word is, yeah, if you listen to Sally. But those two, their homeschool, don't know about the homeschool, but later on I start to realize that maybe they were having homeschool in those days till they go Selwick and they start to go school someplace.
Were they living at Nilik all year round?
Springtime. And they later on, I don't know what year though, but my dad was one of them, and Emma's dad start to make a small little store, you know, up there, over there by post office. That's where it's, and her warehouse, those two warehouses are still sitting there. Mm-hmm. That was built along with that. It's not that big, but it's store. And I think Rodman really don't know how they get to Kotzebue. Maybe when they start growing, I think they all move down there. Those two start getting too elderly too, I think. And there's no more kids. They all go school. And they moved down there, and that white store, when we start to go Kotzebue by boat or by barge, we start to see that white store, and it was just built. It's still standing up. When we need to go see the hospital for x-ray, when they start to get x-rays of too much TB all over, I'm one of them. And they let us go by barge.
Hmm. Was that, what, 1960s?
Maybe earlier.
50s,
yeah. Because I sure didn't want to go that time by myself, but there were some people that are going. I'm glad that I go with Veraskin. That's my cousin's wife. And we know each other's. Vera is from the Mitchell side, and my dad's nephew is Andrew, and they have brother's dad, but this one, brothers, Andrews, and that old lady, son is Andrew. So we all even have spring close to each other so we can, we all come with us, the little kids, by dog team through the land.
And they were living at, they'd be at Way Kool Rock or up Selwick River?
No, Kool Rock.
Kool Rock, okay.
Other people always live in the Selwick River.
Yeah.
Those little huts, you know, going to your fishing camp. Mm-hmm. I still could picture the persons. One old dad of that first house where you could sit, she used to sit down and smile. And we always have... one time when Charlie Smith go get us with that kind of boat across there in front of him, it was still could work. Nobody tried to let it be standing up. It could have been still there. The ice messed it up in springtime. Boy, we sure thought we were fast.
So it had a motor?
Yeah.
It had an engine?
That house, that boat across here, it's just a little bit piece of it now. By Smith, behind Smith. And that was good. But when they let us go X-ray, we go with our barge. And it was a real small hospital. And we said, we don't know much about what they're saying, what they're going to do to us. We don't know nothing. You know, first time we get X-ray. And they said to Mrs. Cheryl, I think Bob Baker's first wife. She's a nurse. And when she comes, she started to test all the kids, and mine get really sore.
Oh, the TB test?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how they let me go down. Mm-hmm. And how many of us? Me, Ellen, my age. Benjamin from Narvik. She's our only boy when we used to get together in Nilik. And he's our same age. Maybe you've heard of that, Ben Sampson? Yeah. And when we're going back, one time we go with Mitchell's boat. Same kind, like that boat with house on it and machine. Oh, we get storm bound in the middle of the lake. Oh, that was scary. We all can't see out those little windows. Hit our boat. Some of them throw up. That's how come I don't like to go down to the ocean after that. Even though my cousin Raymond was still alive, I want to take me to see the only two big blue black bears. I'm still always be scared to go across. It'll always be rough. Yeah. The driver always be rough. He always remember we are used to ore and go someplace else and take our grandma just to let you have good mind that we always get really tired, too.
Who else lived up Cougar Rock when you'd go up there then? So huh? Who else was living up Cougar Rock in the spring when you would be up there?
The Cougar Rock, the first peoples that you can hit by Tuturuk's land. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it can't name, but I can't remember now. But more down is Napaktuktu Rock with the grasses and got slough, and you can ride that through the summer and go out through Nilik. Mm-hmm. They have you ride that?
Mm-hmm. I know where that is.
Yeah, that one. In springtime, we use it only when there's high water. There's always be campers.
Where Starbucks is, right? Is that where the mountain?
More between Tuturuk land and Starbucks, between someplace.
Okay, I know.
And Starbucks, It used to be Paul Stanley's, their mom's relative. And his mom used to camp there. More back, not on the river, more back, you know, inside the slough. But my parents used to stop by because they can see their tent just to check themselves, see if they might need help, because those old people used to have signals when they need help. And when they have a death, I can remember that they always put white flag. And when they needed help, they just have to hang something. That's how I always see. And my grandma know about it too. She always tell us. And she always want us to look through that one big scope to check the cell. Sure enough, one time we see white flag was going around in our school site, and we go tell our honor that we see a white flag. Something might happen, but we don't talk English, and we have neighbor with Pauline Ramos and them dads and their mom. And my mom go tell them, because my mom was young and do anything. But I always want to follow her all the time, everywhere she gonna go. And when I start to do it myself, when my grandkids like to follow me, sometimes I don't let them, but I always hurt myself, you know. I know how it is when you want to go with your parents when they're going. So that's how come I always have full load of pony even just do my clothes. Just so they could, but they learn. I teach them. All those girls know how to scale. Cheyenne know how to cut. Mostly this boy here, what I raise, he know everything. He could even hang the fish. She know how to sing. And I teach all my kids what time three of us go only. We didn't want to try to look for somebody to help us. We go alone. My daughter, his companion, and myself. We sit down, we put fire, we sit down, fish start to jump. I got big 175 seine net. And we just get a little bit, even just for the taste. Yeah. I put it down. Oh, my daughter did. Me and Elvis, the guy, start to paddle. He was standing, he almost fall backwards. Fish hit our nets when we were starting. We never even put the whole net down. We have to call the Udorak peoples to go help us. There was too many fish. And two boats come, like Diane was fishing, and Eileen, you get to know her, Eileen Foster, who's living now. They had to come with the boat, and we never even pull it up. It was just halfway, but my grandma always can't try to pull while they were really wanted to go out, just to not to let them go out. She always let the end of the rope or pull, and it got sinker. So they won't go through, go under or top. She always start to let it die down a little bit. While we're doing that, they come in. One lady, first time she see the, she was going to try to make pictures, she fall down even. She sees so much of fish.
That was Fish River?
Yeah. Just going in, you could see, you don't have to go way up. Just going in past. There's a little beach, and it always have low water in the middle of the summer. You can hear your motor when you go through the middle. It always have a low part, a shallow part, and it have rocks. And we try on that one because it was have, we see the fish jumping. He thought that was the fun that time. Oh.
So when you used to go to Nilik, do you remember the other families that were there besides Rotmans? Who else lived there?
Yeah, there's always been a lot of campers that stopped there where it had store. With sometimes they had to put their dogs down and cook dog food for them too, because they was always be tired to stay in the raft. Let them, that's how my dad and the others, and let them stay in the ground for a while. And when everybody start going, we start back in the rafting. So in when we first see moose coming up, I go inside my mosquito tent. Boy, that was too big, and I get scared of it. My mom even scold my dad, "Your gun is too small, you better not try to go hit him." And we were rafting inside the Cool Rock, just going out from Glen Russell's, not even close to it. Maybe shelter cabin someplace around there. We were just going down. Boy, that was big to me, first animal of moose I see. My dad jump off with his little kayak, go after it. My mom really scold him, "He's too big, your gun is too small." In Eskimo, I could remember that. My dad shoot 2 times, and he start to wave us. We were still wrapped. I keep peeking, I never go out, I keep peeking through the door in the tent. And it was close that moose. Boy, we tied a rafting, and we have small boat, you know, just enough to do something. My dad always, and take it to camp from town, the oar boat. We always have that kind of little boat. Me and Mama started to go back there. Oh, that was a huge, big animal, first time I see. My mom even started to say, "Ah, chica," first time she see it too. And we cut it up, take it down, every camp, how many camps we stopped there. My mom give them piece of this and that. They're real happy to have something different. And boy, that's a long trip. And you know where that Ikpiruk, Napaktak? Yeah, there's always be reindeer herders there, like William Sheldon and them, Lucelle's parent, mom and his brother, while they were light, you know, Lucelle Light and Jacob Light, Ralph's cousins, their mom's sister's dog kids. They all stay up there in that hillside. And we all stop there. Papa always want to stop there and camp with his aunt for a while. Because they already hunt for muskrat. They all just always want to camp with them for a while. And if they need to come more down, he try to help them too. They have another camp down. I forget the name though. Not too far, but kind of past that island. You can hit that first after you pass Tutoruk. No, before you get to Tutoruk's land. Those are campers. The old peoples that used to camp, try to survive with peoples, the ones that have no boat. They're gone already. But they were really struggling and trying to gather some food, whatever they can, for the summer. Some have no boat, like we had no motor. How many times? But I have my own stuff when I start to go. When I get to Oran, he work here and there, try to gather. And we still have the motor's running, and we take care of it. When I want to go someplace, we go. My grandson know the towns, even Delbert. You know, my Delbert, he's in seventh grade. Mm-hmm. He really surprised me one time. We go to my other camp down there, right across from Roover's camp. Just go in that other channel instead of main river, going down on the left side. That my camp is not that far. And we go there, go check it. I got 10 frame down there and try to, I haven't been there ever since 1995, I think, after my son drowned. I don't know how come I never really wanted to go. I changed it back there, that's why. And my mom and them all still want me to go too far when they start to have all kinds of problems. Mama have funny heart. So my dad, he was in hospital maybe 2 years. He been have funny bone, and we don't know what it is. Maybe it was, he heard it before and it hit like that, and they had to take his kneecap off and repair his knee, and he got stiff legs just like that racer guy. And there's all kinds of stuff too down there, but when I start to live by myself, everything that I take care of is getting harder and higher price now. Yeah. And when you're only one, it's kind of hard. You know, I have only how many here living with me, mm-hmm. but my grandkids. Right after school, I'll be loud, a full house of little, from the little ones. They ask, go check, see what I cook.
So when you were growing up, where did you spend your winters before you came to school here?
Upriver.
So after Fish River, and you'd fish there in the fall and freeze up, then you'd go where?
September, we always go back.
Oh, you'd row up there, or how would you?
My mom have uncles, his mom's half-brother, and he had that, oh, I was going to talk about it, I forget. That boat across there,
okay.
Once he bring us up there, September,
up to Kugrok?
Up to Kugrok, where we want to stay.
So you'd spend the winter there, and
we start to, after we stay up there, we raft. I know we raft, and that where I had the cabin, it used to have hut house, and those standing little cast like nilik. And the ground kind, I don't know what happened to it. Maybe my dad's brother used it for wood, or he never really tried to claim it. And when they start to put a lot names on the land, my dad been put my name on that one, because he say I spend more time in the fall time September, to try to gather fish. There's a lot of fish when you know where to fish. Lots of silik, and there's lots of holes where they can dump their fish for the winter when it's getting cold. That's how come I keep putting sticks, because it's covered with grasses, the old ones, but they're deep down.
Oh.
Somebody might fall, I put sticks in there with the branches, and it's growing. It's growing right in front of us.
So when you lived up there, you'd mainly eat fish and what?
Yeah.
And what else?
Muskrat. When there's muskrat, mostly my mom always soak them when we have nothing to eat and boil them. Or we could eat it like dried fish. She wash them in salt water, I think. It does be tasty. And mostly those two.
Fish and muskrat?
Yeah. Because there's no other animal like they're getting now.
Did you get birds in the spring? Ducks or geese? Ptarmigan?
Oh, yeah, ptarmigan. Springtime. My mom always, what she learned from her mom, She always put net where it have no snow, where she think it have a lot of cranberries, springtime. And she always let me go sit on the other side, and she always go on the other side, and she make a branches trail so the rabbits, ptarmigans go in that curve like corral. And they can walk and go inside, and when there's lots, pull the top, the net go down and catch lot of. I know how to do that yet.
So the net would go down on top of it.
On top of the ptarmigans. Wow. My mom, me and mom all start to run and wring their neck or hit them.
Yeah.
First time when I gonna do it, but I never really do it. I let mom, because they're too much.
Yeah, they're flapping around.
Right? When they start mostly in the morning or in evening, she always goes through the sun. When she know the ptarmigans, when they start to walk around and try to look for something to eat. But boy, when they get trapped, they're putting lots of work right there. Lots of work. And one thing that I learned, I do it one time just to show the kids when we stay back there, when they have no ammunition, nothing to try to get stuff, and they see ptarmigans and they're starving. And I show them with old net what I can't use no more. I let those little kids watch, and he's on the other side. He was not that big too. And that rock in the middle, that heavy rock, all right, but when you pull the top, it can drop too, not the bottom, the top only. Mm-hmm. And I showed them that one time, and they always want to do it once in a while, but too much work for me now when I can't walk good. Yeah. That you know, mostly in land, I can do things around town in here, all right. After I break my leg, repair my knee, I sure always have a hard time in those big lumps. Wanted to walk like I used to.
Did you see that moose? Do you remember what year your dad got that moose?
Cause maybe that following fall when the school's gonna start, maybe 1948, 1949, something like that. First time when they want me to go to school, I get left behind from my parents when they go for the fall camp. It was not, I'm not happy, all right, but.
And how long did your parents spend the winters up there?
When they had to go. My dad liked to hunt, and only surviving that I know through the skins. Winter time, they trap for mink. But I never noticed that he gets wolf or fox in those years.
And so they stayed there into the 50s and 60s, or not that late? Or did they move back to the village and stay all year?
When I started to have sisters, and when my grandma died in 53.
Okay.
Seems like I have no place to go, and I had two sisters after I lose my brother next to me. They finally start to put this one, my dad always say maybe 1949, this house right there. It was all lumber, logs, but it started to fall down, and he had to take it off and change the inside, that big log, to put the, when they start to see those plywoods, I don't know where he get those. He started to change the roof with that kind. And we live, my son born in 61, my oldest boy, and my brother, same year. We still live there. They start to give them this house in 80s.
So your mother and father stopped going up to Cuba in 1953, somewhere around
53, 54, because my oldest sisters and brother up to Wilbur, they had to be in school.
Okay.
And Sherman and my boy are in Head Starts. But my dad, soon as it winter time, he go by himself with his nephew, Ralph, and his other nephew, Frank, but he passed on of cancer. He take those young boys to show them how to do it. And that's how Ralph liked to hunt.
I see. Did you used to see people from Ambler or Shungnak come down Cougar Rock or not? Like for muskrat hunting, you'd see people from the Kobuk come over that way? Or
I only noticed when those Waltons came, those Orange family, they were pasturing how many years up there? They probably had no way to go where they want to go back. And peoples from Shungnak by dog team, while it's have a little bit of snow here and there, they bring them to Cougar Rock. So they will go down with rafting.
So they can float down.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I know that they start to stay with other skin family, Vera's big family. That's my daughter's brother, Harry, Tommy Skin. He got big family. And they see more. When you go way up, you can see those little old fish line. It used to be open, but I can't even. Maybe here I start to say, you know, from the other side, I could see too many willows. Too many willows. I can't even recognize where they used to stay. And we used to just stay a little bit more further sometimes or down where my dad can get easy rafting. That's what they used to try to find when they go spring camp. And after they cut it, make rafting, they leave them where they gather it. When it have high water, they rush and try to take it to the camp, and we always have to, dog by dog team, go to our raft to the riverside. We start going, but I just always enjoy too much because I, when you're like that, when you're raised in camp, it's hard to try to stay in one place. That's what I've been doing for 2 years. I'm trying to let my adopted be in school. He used to have chronic lungs, and when he's a little bit of half chest cold, he used to really be sick himself.
So when you grew up, growing up at camp, you're used to moving with every season? Moving around all the time?
When I have no sisters, and when I was at my Malone, I raised up upriver.
Yeah.
And after school, I never really go to move to my parents right away. Because I got two sisters, I think. And when my grandma died, I tried to live with my parents. My sisters, I'm other person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we never raised together.
Yeah.
So that was hard. But now they start to realize that I'm their really older sister now. And
You said that for muskrat, you'd put them in a sack and the skins.
Mm-hmm.
How many muskrat skins for 50 pounds of flour? Do you remember?
Let me see how much that muskrat would pay.
Yeah, how much you got paid?
Dollar, maybe $2. Two. Later on, it get $5, though. Uh-huh. When there's hardly any hunters and they want muskrat. And I don't know what year they quit by when people start getting money, maybe. And following that, my dad was one of them that they all go cannery someplace.
Oh, he went and worked in the cannery.
Mm-hmm. That's when they start to get monies. I think the fur buyers move out and Archie move someplace. And his wife was around here taking care of the store for a while. And that's only that thing I can, because we started to don't know. They say they're going to have show. Baptist been come and wanted to show us about the films, those big projectors with wrong tape on it. We sure want to go, me and Raymond, my cousin, what we raised with my grandma. We don't know how to say the, my, don't know how to tell our Anna. She don't know about the money, and to go in is 10 cents. 10 cents to go in. And my grandma always, when somebody gave up something and when they start giving offering for church, you know, she always try to have a little bit of money when she saw when they start getting monies. We don't know about, she don't know about the cents, it's only by Eskimo. 1 cent is Kaversak, 10 cents is Naktoringurak, a little small button. All that stuff we always start to let our aunt, and she don't want to give us. No, you fellas can't go. You must go. She really want, we sure back and we finally get 10 cents each, she finally give us. Anna is not funny, in Eskimo, Raymond and I, Anna is not funny movie, it's about Jesus. Because that's what they was going to have movie that time, Baptist, when we first saw Baptist, maybe in 60s, while Ferguson store was open. And I always, when me and Raymond start working by ourselves, he used to ask me, you still remember your honest, you back monies? Yeah, how about you? A little bit.
So it's Raymond, who is your?
Raymond Brown,
okay.
The one that they haven't found him up to today, one in the ocean.
Yeah.
He was hunting for,
I never knew he was from South.
And his, the other guy, I always forget, Sheldon.
Doug Sheldon.
Mm. They were out hunting on Kotzebue Sound? Yeah.
So, and in fall time when we start to stay around here for the winter, there's no snow goose or chainsaws or whatever, what they use like today. Right after school, we always have to walk and go gather wood. We really always try to go gather woods. My dad always know through the sun and the moon too how the season is going to be. And I remember one day when he said there's rainbow in the winter time, that means it's going to be cold for the winter. I still always remember that.
Is that a rainbow around the sun, do you mean, or just like a regular rainbow?
Regular. Oh. It can't last long, though, you know, just to show. So those old people like my grandma and my dad still remember what he heard from his parents. They always know because they have no calendars that they can tell which what day. And what month, only by the season when they get to it.
Did you ever go up Selwick River, like towards David Griss and
yes.
that way?
Mm-hmm. Way up there, you know where Heckler's Cabin is?
Mm-hmm.
That's where the far as I we go. But we have to stop someplace up there. It get too shallow, you know. But we could see that old airport.
Yeah.
Old airport. We can see it. So we just go through the... When Andrew take us up there.
By boat then? Or by...
We boat up till we could... till there's shallow. And we walk up where Heckler had that cabin.
Oh.
We walk, I don't know. But it wasn't too far. It was rocks we walk. Just to let us know. One thing that there might be something up there. Because he asked my dad, see if he want to put extended on that land. I don't know what it have. I never catch that though. But he asked my dad, see if he want to extend it. And my dad said no, that it have no river that they can boat up. Or it must be an old mining. So he never say, he don't want to, I don't know why.
That would have been, when did you go up there, in the 70s or?
Yeah, after I get to maybe 73.
Okay.
Because we have, after I go home from Nome, after my training for that bilingual teacher, I stayed in Nome for 1 month, and they were getting ready and wait for Vera, which have training, cook training in Sitka or Sioux, one of them. Those cooks go down and us go to Nome. They wait for us while it have high water in fall time. After, before the ice, So he take us up and he tell us all the stories that he know, but I forget the names.
The Russells lived up that way, or the Russells, Irvin Russell, did he live up that way, or?
He's next door to us.
Oh, okay.
He used to be on that other side, not in the hillside,
mm-hmm.
and inside that slough, my cabin, that you know that little slough,
mm-hmm.
there's first grassy little point, you can, it used to have hotel. Maybe the animals, or when they start to have.
Okay, I know where you're
going.
Yeah, okay.
They used to, even my Cleveland's, those Cleveland's parents, behind you, the cabin, it used to have river to those big lakes behind. It used to have river, open, nice river. When we stay up there, my mom and my dad's stepsister used to oar and blueberries, though. Mm. Lots of blueberries. It used to be open. And I remember they buried, what his name now? They call him only by Ivan. They always call him. I don't know if he have English name, because lots of people just have nothing in those days. Mm-hmm. Ivan, grave there, only one.
Mm-hmm.
Not too far, but it's in the open land. Cabin, fishing game cabin right there. And there's a lake that where plain always land. There's an open little slough like before. It was a river. It grow beavers.
I think I know where you mean. It's
yeah.
You can't really get your boat in there.
No.
Anymore.
No more.
Yeah.
Too much beavers block them.
Right.
One time me and Oren go, when Ralph was up there, we visit him and Ralph wanna give him a ride. We take a ride to those big lakes behind. We follow that river, but too much beaver dam.
Yeah. What do you call that river? Do you know what the Inupiaq name for that river
is? I just know it by Yvonne. Because okay. Ralph just tell us about Yvonne graveyard there. I don't know about that big lake. Maybe I was doing all right, but I forget. That slough, that little slough, what we always call, Kuchak. Instead of Kuchak, Kuchak is this way, that big river, going up to Shelter Cabin, Kuchak. And from Kuchak, it's Kugwak. And that little slough between us and my house that want to go in and go upriver, the farthest you could go, boy, more up is real nice. But too much beaver dam. Too much. And I asked that, and that one behind us, I asked him, what is the really name for the camp? Ivikturuk. Because that lake behind us, there used to be lake, another open little thing, another link, and there's other slough that going on the hillside where you can see. That's not far from Shelter Cabin. So he started to tell me when we take him up there, when we start to have motor, 25 horse, all right, but it's fast.
When did you get a motor? What year did your dad get a motor?
My mom, after we start going to school, 9 horse, after he come back from Ikikik. I think that's what it's called, the cannery.
Yeah.
I think so. When he come back, he buy second-hand Mercury, 9 horse, little motor. And my brother Wilbur know how to drive it. He always drive, he love to. And Mama start to practice. Mama start to practice how to do it. And she learned him. She always take us anywhere she wanted to go. We always have to pull it for her, though.
So 1950s,
that was? Yeah. Maybe 58, because 59, something like that. We first have those little motor, and as long as we're not using our arms for that, it's really lots. That were fast to us.
Yeah.
So did people live at Kuguak year-round? Did other families
live
there?
Yeah, the Russells. And later on, Grist, Stefan Grist, have that cabin.
Up Kuguak.
Mm-hmm. And Russells always stayed right there. And they always move someplace where it have little slough to get more mink in wintertime. That's why they always move around, not only in one place where they think they could get more. That's how my dad always move around and find those little black fish. Oh, they're huge, mm-hmm. They're big.
It's like 12 inches long?
Yeah, just like. Almost just like white fish. Boy, when we bring that Anna Kalisak, Christmas time, Amenik, Emma's Anna, Ruth Ballard. That lady always be real happy to have that kind. They have that kind, but they have to walk miles behind those graves in that big lake.
At Nila?
Yeah, in that big lake way back there. And there's no... They could dog team though, but only by dog team. One time, we don't know about Candice, me and Emma always talk about it and laugh. It is on. We don't know about Candace. Our Uncle Jacob Light been bring us white big soft. We don't even know the name. And he's there to tell us, get matches, burn them, put stick, and blow it. In Eskimo, he talk, and it's going to get really black. And you could eat them. Me and Mama go up to graveyard, go around that lake. We go up, it's a sand. You know, it got not ground, it's sand up there, that graveyard. We dig, we make fire where her mom was here, smoke. And we build a small fire, and we get sticks. And we still don't know what we're eating. And later on, we hear all this laugh, because we don't know what they are. They were marshmallows.
So you would go to Nilik at Christmas time?
Yeah.
You guys would
try to get closer by dog team. And from dog team, they stopped. My dad always want to go to his uncle to Lukut, that's to Tuk's land. And from there, nonstop, go home. We used to have little hut house way down there, more down than this little old log cabin. More down. It erode too much, it got no more. It really make a lot of changes. Even our school, our first school, there was only two rooms for elementary and high school. It's way down, maybe almost half of the bridge, our school. Our river was narrow. And that point down there, it used to have a real nice point.
Where Daniel lives?
Yeah. And it have a good, nice beach with those green plants, what all grow. But we have Dada that really go after us. Don't like to let us get go wild too much in fall time. Or play with water, that's how come none of us know how to swim. He don't like to let us play with water. And when we get together, we all start to laugh. None of us even try to go name after him, and he will survive us, and he let us get this all now. And we all start to laugh. One of them say, oh, what is English name now? Willis Brown. I still remember.
So what I had I had a question about muskrat hunting.
Oh.
You trapped them, you hunted them to sell them for the trading.
Mm-hmm.
Did people hunt muskrat before that to use for themselves or just for trading?
That's what they do. Trade. Mm-hmm. Trade to store. Because there was no, I don't know about the more up, but my aunt always say that they don't know about money.
Mm-hmm.
No income.
Yeah, and so when trading stopped, no more muskrat hunting? People didn't hunt muskrat just for themselves and their dogs?
Sometimes before they get to bite, you know, they always start to fight each other and have a lot of holes. I let my grandson get maybe 12, 10. So I make them inside mitten or outside.
Mm-hmm.
But he wanted to go spring camp. And there's no shooting not unless you go out from the village, you know.
Yeah.
And he really want to go camp down there or back there. He like to hunt beaver.
That's good.
Yeah. I try to let them taste the food that they get, edible, anything edible that they can learn to eat it, and what kind, the plants, when they get stuck someplace. And if he wear boots, my dad used to use when he canvas, maybe how many years canvas, try to keep it without hole, because there's no other canvas brand new to change it right away. I always see my dad when we go gather rafting, to try to gather, you know, those lots of gum, like we call them, nabaktokuchok, koglak, not the hard one, the sticky one, yellow one, what's going down from the tree in springtime, from the winter when it's getting warm. He always collect that kind. I always collect that kind. And my dad, when his kayak have a little bit of hole, he saw him first. I always be with him all the time. I like to go with my dad. He saw him, and he melt those few little patch, just enough to use it like as a glue. Mm-hmm. He put that kite. It get hard, it stick there, it goes through the cloth, and he paint it on top when he have for paint. And I always tell my grandkids about that one. And my Anna, his brother is a reindeer herder, and he's not short of like to make akuduk, because his brother like to have that Eskimo ice cream out of fat. And he always bring them in any time, whenever they have. And my aunt always make that kind, maybe every month or something. And she's not using, she always take them to camp. And me and Raymond always have hammer and crush the little bit of fat. One time our boat been half not really leaking too much, and me and Raymond put it up, and he stuffed it with piece of cloth. I don't know what kind of cloth he wear, and she start to put fat, reindeer fat, into inside, and let it dry maybe. Or we put the boat. Oh yeah, no more leaking. And even my dad always use it for his caribou oil. Mm-hmm. They always
oil. Mucklucks.
Knee mucklucks. Caribou. And they hang them outside to let that seal oil smell go away, maybe. Because I always see my mom making mucklucks that kind in winter time, and springtime he put some kind of oil. Only oil they can put. There's no other that they think that I know, I remember they can't put nothing besides seal oil. And air it for the springtime till it's time to use.
And those were waterproof mucklucks?
Yeah.
They had fur on them?
Fur inside.
And outside?
That's how I raised with two. Nothing but muckluck.
Yeah, but was the outside no fur?
The skin inside. Outside.
Skin outside, fur inside.
But you had to clean it and, you know, stretch it, tan it first and make mucklock knee. If it want to be longer, those seal. I don't know where they always been get sealed. To scrape it and the skin is black. Mm-hmm. Maybe in one of the craft shows. There's one down there in hospital that put that solution with seal oil, probably, that's how come it's oil. Mm-hmm. But later on, I know my mom, when they start to notice that what this one would be good for mucklucks, what did she start using now? Some kind, not seal oil, some kind of little can. They start to use that kind. And I raised with that kind too.
And the sap from the tree, was that from a spruce tree?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The one that they use it for the holes for that kayak.
Mm-hmm.
my dad even always put some when there's leaking in some place, he put that kite. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how long it always lasts, though. And those all right now I'm teaching what I see from my grandma and my how to try to put away the stuff that they have to when they have no refrigerator. Anything that they could put away, they can dig ground up to the ice, and I show them how to make freezer or something that could be fresh, or a shade house, and to put away an edible. I let them try it. Those, I don't know what they call those green, real straight little green, soft with black little tip, and it got black rim.
A plant?
Yeah, it all stay by the waterside. I don't know what they call those in English, but I know by Eskimo.
What's the
Vifik? Vifik.
We'll
it's a green, it always be lost down there in the point. Or by Hanshaw's. It's a green, dark green.
Yeah, I think I know what you mean. I don't know what it's called.
And do you
English.
Eat it?
They're edible,
they're
too.
Edible. How do you eat them? What do you do
just,
with them?
Just, but don't take too much.
The leaves?
The stem-like.
Stem-like, okay.
It's a straight one. It's not curved kinds. No leaves.
Horsetails.
Yeah, something.
Or I know what you mean. I don't know
yeah.
what those are in English, though. I know what you mean.
When I practice about the plants, too, I always get the names. I start to forget now when I'm not working in school no more.
Yeah.
What would you call a shade house? One of those shade houses. What would you call Adalia it?
Adalia Sakvik.
Say it once more.
Adalia Sakvik. That means things on under of the shade, Adali Sakvik, and that's what they call it. Some people call it like in English way, you know, like easy way, what they can understand. What they call it now? There's lots of other ways that I learn when I go school from all over village, from coastals. And there's two curtains that we talk about, not to let see so what's in there, like this one right there.
Yeah.
It's ukok.
Ukok.
So they won't see something inside.
Oh, a curtain that covers something so you don't see behind
and
it.
And for the window, daudak. Daudak means dark.
Yeah.
Daudak. So I try to let my kids learn on that one too. Fix that door when I knock on my grandson always fix the curtain.
And then you're like your Anna, she like when she was young, there wasn't Rotman's for selling
muskrats.
So that started sometime
after. It started not too long ago, just when I start to remember, you know.
Okay.
I start to see that store in up there.
Right, so your Anna, when she was young, there was no
store. Uh-uh.
Okay.
Only one. I only know one store in Seventh Days area. A white guy. I don't know what they always buy, though. We don't go after stores in those good days because we don't know about money and what we're going to buy.
So did they go muskrat hunting? Your Anna, before there were stores? Did she talk about that?
She loved to have, she always take us way far or sit all day for the muskrat to come. Sometimes we always we lose woods while we're waiting. She always tells us not to make noise all right, but Raymond always gets restless to stay all day for the sitting down. We used to have fun, him and I.
Yeah.
That's my mom's sister's son, what raised us with our Anna too.
So she grew up going out and getting muskrat.
When your honor was little?
Maybe there's no even muskrats in those days. That's what my honor always say. They all start to look, you know, those little ground, what muskrats gather in fall time on
cache.
Top of the ice.
Yeah.
They had no shells. They only always have to use when they have for trap. They had no stuff that they could try to get. Because my aunt used to have homemade everything. When they don't want them, I only know that she always be aware from the ravens and that Snow White big bird, that our kind with brown spotted. When we stay in upriver, she put a lot of snares, and there's another one that she always put little hook in here, and when it get rabbit, the rabbit will hang up. I don't know what they call that one, but I could picture it. In Eskimo, it's Mopsiksalik. She always, I never noticed that. But later on, his mother gave him 30 something like that, but it's really big gun, and she can't even use it, I guess.
But she would catch muskrat with a snare at their holes in the ice?
Trap. Just a trap.
But a homemade trap?
No.
Oh.
Her brother started to give him those stuff what he learned to use it, and he shared with his sister. So we all see Anna how to put trap for muskrat. Me and Raymond, it always be open even though it get cold from that weeds what they gather on top of us.
Their little hole,
And that's where they all start going. And while we can reach that kind, she all start to one right after another. When she start to see muskrat, no sleeping. She all start to let us start to check the trap all the time.
And what time of year would that be?
Like in May, early.
So before you shoot them.
Before, cause me and Raymond don't know if Anna always. Later on, though, while we were really, maybe like when we're 13, 14, something like that, she started to use gun too. She's left side, I know. Yeah. And Raymond, she always laugh at her when she hit the muskrat with that. She always, that's my honest papa's Eskimo name, and Raymond don't get mad when Anna says something, you know, like teasing each other, scold them more than me. So
when you shoot the muskrat, you use a string with a hook to get them?
When we have no way to get it.
Yeah.
But when she don't want to really make noise, when she's expecting something that, I mean, you know, other one might come. She always used her string. She know how to left hand.
And it had a hook on it?
Willows.
Oh.
Willows or straight willow. Once you could hit that one, you could take it up.
Yeah.
And hardly any geese or ducks in those days. Once in a while, my dad always get when we stay upriver. I never noticed that they get lots like they always get. But when they start to bowling, what they call it, no changing feathers.
Molting.
Molting, yeah. I noticed that one time my Anna wanted to go there with his brother, but we have a walking distance. But we stay on top by the boat to try to be a marker, you know. So we just sit there, it's open where they go. And my grandma put net while we were waiting there and those, how many guys, old people, Charlie's friends, he gathered them, take them in that lake. They get lots of those. And one kayak. I know one kayak to go around and probably push the mauling ducks to those peoples. Mm-hmm. But I never hear them shoot. They were really, really careful on their shells in those days that I see. No playing around.
Yep.
And maybe my dad only have one gun, maybe. There's no big guns that they could take. I only noticed that 30 or something. The biggest, maybe, to me, what my dad and my aunt have. So, and they always have that feast on June. Village thankful feast for the peoples to gather when they come back from the camp, what they get, even though it's small, after the rhubarbs or a little bit of fish, grow, get it in June. They have a big feast in June, just be thankful.
In the village.
In the village. And in church, outside, whatever people can bring from their own. Boy, they used to have lots of good. And that's how I missed that one for a long time, because I raised with it. When I get lots of something, I always give dough to send some to our sisters. What they have, nothing like our fish. I always feel a little bit better, but I always wanted to. Even Emma know, they always get together, be thankful for what they have given, and have church, outside the church or inside, and after that they play their game. Their game, we watch them, we always watch them. And I used to be first with Emma's mom's really nice little old boat when we have 4th of July, when they let us our age.
Oh, you have races?
Races. When they let me go down to Dora Ballas, boy, I know I'm going to win. I make it first.
You won.
I don't think we have prize. That's all I always remember. I don't think we have prize. Just to play a game. Mm. Just be thankful and have a big day that day. In June, last day of June. Before July, before it get too hot.
Does that feast have a Inupiaq name for that feast?
Springtime feast is, I only know they always be thankful to that day. They always be, everybody always be thankful, and I don't know, but I can say maybe it's just Kuya. Kuya, nothing happened, and get together to the village again and have feast. And in Christmas, Nirinjavik, you know, Nirinjavik in November or December, we always have it two times around here, us. Maybe Emma sure always talk about that springtime too. She always fish and start getting fish like me. We could get, maybe if we have a good president of elders, we could always, we used to, you know, get together, elders get together and let them tell story like how I did, what they know. They talk about it. But I always know, just listen. And she sure missed that too. We should try to let our young people know that what they get and be thankful and share with the peoples when they never get shared in that time. Emma always talk about it. We just can't get started.
Susan, did you have any other questions?
I think I'm about done. That was great, May.
Deku.
I have one more question.
Okay.
That I realized we forgot. I forgot to ask you what your husband's name was.
Orrin Walton Sr. He's from Notak. Okay. He never really got to learn our native eat, what we eat. Can eat muskrat, can eat beaver. Hardly any geese or duck. Only when I boil it and bake it a little bit in the oven, make mm-hmm. it tasty.
And what year did you get married?
72.
Okay. Thank you.
He's from Notak.
Okay. Koyana.
They go. I got over with it. I was just...
Dabra.
I thought you...